Can you really spot reduced fat in specific areas of your body? Introduction. At FitChase, many of my clients send me multiple posts from other influencers who suggest ways to tone your arms by doing these 30 bicep curls, or recommend an app program to achieve ABS in 30 days. Unfortunately, there are several myths out there that need to be addressed. However, spot reduction is myth and quick fixes don't work. Achieving toned arms or visible ABS requires overall fat loss through a balanced exercise program and healthy eating habits over an extended period of time. What is spot reduction? The idea of spot reduction has been circulating in the health and fitness industry for a while. Nevertheless, there is limited proof to validate its efficacy. Spot reduction is a form of localized exercise that aims to reduce fat from specific areas of the body. Many people believe that you can reduce fat in a specific area by focusing on exercising that area. For example, they think that doing tricep exercises will get rid of fat on the back of their arms. This idea of spot reduction is common for people to only exercise the areas they're concerned about instead of their whole body. The limitations of spot reduction. Losing weight can be a significant goal for many people, not just for improving their overall health and reducing the risk of chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease, but also for aesthetic reasons. Factors such as gender, age, genetics, and lifestyle can all contribute to weight gain and the accumulation of stubborn body fat. For example, women may store excess fat in their thighs and buttocks, while men may gain weight around their midsections. These changes can be frustrating for people who are trying to lose weight and can lead to a search for alternative methods to traditional diet and exercise. One such method is spot reduction, which involves targeting specific areas of the body through exercises that work the muscles in those regions. The idea is that by working the muscles in a particular spot, the fat in that area will be burned away. Unfortunately, there is little scientific evidence to support this claim, and it is not an effective method for losing fat in an area. Another common myth related to weight loss and exercise is the idea that fat can be directly transformed into muscle. In reality, fat and muscle are two distinct types of tissue, and one cannot be converted into the other. When someone loses weight through a combination of diet and exercise, their body will burn stored fat as a source of energy. At the same time, if they engage in strength training exercises, they may build muscle in the areas being targeted. However, the process of losing fat and building muscle is separate and does not involve a direct transformation of one tissue into the other. In reality, weight loss occurs throughout the body, and it is impossible to target specific areas for fat loss. While some exercises can help build muscle in specific areas, they do not burn fat in those areas. To lose weight, a combination of healthy eating habits and regular exercise is necessary. By adopting a structured workout program combined with a quantified diet that creates a large enough deficit, helps reduce overall body fat. How does fat burn? In order to comprehend why spot reduction is often deemed ineffective, it is crucial to have a clear understanding of how the body goes about burning fat. But before that, let's first understand how our bodies accumulate fat. While our bodies require some amount of fat for proper functioning, excessive fat can lead to various health problems. When we consume more calories than we burn, our bodies store the excess calories as fat. Okay, now, let's dig deeper and understand how fat actually burns in our body through a verified scientific perspective. Fat in our bodies is stored in the form of triglycerides, which act as a reserve source of energy for the body. However, before these stored fats can be utilized for energy, they need to be broken down into smaller components called free fatty acids and glycerol. These components are then released into the bloodstream, where they can be transported to cells and used for energy production. During exercise, the body requires energy to sustain the activity. The source of this energy can come from anywhere in the body, not just the specific area that is being exercised. Therefore, the idea of targeting a particular area of the body for fat loss through exercise, such as doing crunches to burn belly fat, is not scientifically supported. It is important to engage in a combination of regular exercise and a healthy diet to promote overall fat loss and improve overall health. While exercise can help you lose overall body fat, it cannot selectively reduce fat in specific areas. The idea of spot reduction is a myth. When you exercise, your body burns calories from stored energy sources, including fat. However, the body does not selectively burn fat from specific areas. Instead, fat is burned from all over the body. This means that doing exercises that target a specific area, such as crunches for the ABS, will not necessarily result in fat loss in that area. Instead, the most effective way to reduce body fat is through a combination of healthy eating and regular exercise. This will help you create a calorie deficit, meaning you burn more calories than you consume, which will result in overall fat loss throughout the body. While you cannot spot reduce fat, you can tone and strengthen specific muscles through targeted exercise, which can help improve your overall body composition. Another question might arise to you guys. I understand that spot reduction does not work, but when will I lose fat from a specific area of my body where I want to lose it from? You just need to drop body fat percent lower and lower to lose fat from those stubborn areas. It will eventually go as you lose more and more body fat percent. You just can't remove a bucket full of water from just one part of the swimming pool, right? The water that reduces from the pool is from the entire pool and not just one corner of the pool. Similarly, when you start losing body fat, you lose overall body fat percent and not fat from one target area. Where you specifically lose fat from first is more dependent on your genetics. Weight loss is not a quick fix, but rather a long-term goal that requires consistent effort over a significant period of time. It can be likened to purchasing property, where you must break down the total cost and pay it in installments over a specified period. Similarly, achieving weight loss requires breaking down your overall goal into smaller, more manageable steps and consistently working towards them until you reach your desired outcome. Unlike buying groceries, which can be paid for immediately with cash from your wallet, weight loss requires a sustained commitment and a willingness to make lifestyle changes that support your health and fitness goals. Scientific research has shown that spot reduction is an ineffective method for reducing body fat in specific areas. For instance, a study conducted on 24 individuals who performed only abdominal exercises for 6 weeks showed no significant reduction in belly fat. Similarly, another study that tracked 40 overweight and obese women for 12 weeks found that resistance training targeting the ABS had no effect on reducing belly fat when compared to dietary intervention alone. Final thoughts. So, the next time you come across a fitness product or workout claiming to target specific areas of your body for fat loss, remember that it's most likely a myth. The truth is, shedding excess fat requires a consistent and holistic approach that involves both healthy eating and regular exercise. Instead of relying on quick-fix solutions, let's focus on making sustainable lifestyle changes that can lead to long-term health benefits. With patience, dedication, and the right mindset, achieving a healthy body weight is possible.